Thank you for tuning in to yet another exciting episode of I'm Here For It, the podcast. We have a wonderful show coming up for you all. You're going to be so happy and excited about it. But I want to begin your day with a thought, and that is life is about creating yourself. I'm one of your co-hosts. I'm Tia.
And I'm Tori.
And I'm your girl, Trina. We're excited that you tuned in again. When you have thousands of podcasts, casting options, you chose us, and guess what? We choose you. Absolutely. How you beautiful ladies doing on this amazing day?
Wonderful. I am
fantastic. Yes, it looks like the vitamin D is shining down on both of y'all. Y'all looking amazing as always.
You as well.
Thank you. You are looking good as well. Yes.
Thank you. Well, seeing that it's March, we're continuing our pattern of celebrating Women's History Month, giving kudos to women across the globe for their accomplishments and contributions to all aspects of society. Today, I'd like to highlight Miss Elma Brooks, aka my nana. Oh. Last week, I spoke about my love for my mom, but they always say it takes a village to raise a child. Our village consisted of my nana and my brothers. Alma Brooks has two biological sons, Eric and Damon, who quickly became my protectors because nana helped my mom take care of me, giving my mom the opportunity to live her life as a teen mom. This amazing woman not only raised her own children, but she helped to raise her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, and countless others. She volunteered as a doula, helping women to naturally deliver their children and give them advice on raising their newborns. She gave us consistency, love, and the importance of family. She's a God-fearing woman and covers us all on a daily basis by praying for us. She is an all-around genuine person, and I'm thankful that God brought her into our lives. So thank you, Nana. We absolutely love you to the moon and back. I am thankful for everything that you've poured into me, and I just love you so much.
Thank you, Nana, for pouring into Trina and her family always.
Yes, we love you, Nana.
Absolutely. Well, is there anyone that you guys like to pay homage to today?
Yes, I like to pay homage to our sister friend, Danae. Danae is awesome and amazing. I just want to say that if you look up friend in a dictionary, you will find Danae's picture there. Danae is loyal. Her yeses are her yeses. Her nos are her nos. She shows up for you more times than anybody. I mean, she's just awesome. And the other thing that I want to say about Danae is that she is just has a heart of gold. And that's just what I want to say about Danae on today. I mean, I can go on, but that's, I want to give you your flowers, girl. I love you.
Yes. That's and so thank sweet. You for being genuine and always keeping it 100 with us. Mm-hmm. KB, you never have to wonder what she's thinking about because she will tell you. If you ask her opinion, she is going to give it to you. So make sure that you are prepared to receive it. And that's what we need in a friend, somebody to always keep it 100 with us. So thank you, sister friend. We love you, DB.
Yes. Love you.
Love you, Danae. Well, last week I paid homage to my three beautiful sisters, Kim, Deidre, and Selena. And I this week I'm paying homage to my three beautiful podcast sisters, my two sisters, Trina and Tori. You all, thank you for this being a co-host with me in this whole process. It's, you know, it has its ups and downs. It's a lot of work. So anybody wanting to do it, definitely find you a group that you can really sit across from and do it and gel with and bond with, and more importantly, grow with. I thank you for making me step up my game and bringing this to fruition. So I love you all. Thank you.
And we love you too, Tia. And thank you for being
creative and amazing. Yes.
Thank you. The glue to this podcast. You keep us.
I have to agree.
You are our resident moderator. And you keep us moving in the right direction. So just like
you learn from us.
We learn from you, boo. We learn from you. So thank you for being you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I tell you what, this next segment coming up, I'm so excited about. It's sponsored by Tori Styles, LLC, your source for inspirational-based products, prayer books, journals, coffee mugs, stylish teas, and more. It's that source that you go to for customizable items for your business brand. Visit www.ToriStylesLLC.com. Next up, we got Come and Talk to T. You know we really want to hear it. Go.
Hey, I like it with the intro. Well, on today's segment of Come and Talk to T, we're going to discuss when trash talking goes wrong. Ooh. A video surfaced of this altercation, and it's unclear what started the scuffle. Cam Newton appears to get jumped at his foundation-sponsored 7-versus-7 football tournament in Atlanta. The 34-year-old is seen getting attacked and holding off at least 4 people in this video with several punches thrown. During the melee, Newton never goes down or loses his electric topper hat. Honey, that hat was holding on for
real. It was holding on for real.
Moving
and moving. While he was manhandling his attackers like they were little rag dolls. Cam states, there was a lot of talking on both sides, on all sides. Mm-hmm. And let's just put it like that. So I don't want to point the finger and say, this person said this or this person said that. It's all in the nature of sports. I'm not saying this is the first time it happened or the last time it will happen. It's just something that started with words and should have ended with words. And that's it. I'm disappointed in myself for letting it escalate to what it did. And that's what I'm apologetic to. I've seen clips on clips on clips. I've seen the content that they put out. The truth of the matter is, me being in my position, I should have never put myself in this situation because it could have gotten really ugly. Mm-hmm. I apologize to anybody affected. That's Steph and TJ, their organization. C1N, which is Cam's organization. He apologized to his players, their parents, as well as his staff members. Now, Cam seemed to understand where he went wrong, and he took accountability, which I love and respect him for that. But let's just discuss, you know, when is enough enough when it comes to trash talking at your children's sporting events? Should Little League organizations start charging parents a fine or pressing charges on parents who violate their parent contracts? How can a parent's negative involvement in their child's life follow them into, say, their collegiate career and prevent them from getting offers or even NIL deals if their parents aren't reasonable or difficult to get along with? Me personally, both of my boys played football from the time that they were 6 on up until their high school years. So we would be out there. We would see, you know, the parents wanting their child to be the star and, you know, getting into altercations with other parents. We were those parents that were actually in the altercations because my husband was a coach. So he would always speak the truth and parents didn't like that. But again, how is it our responsibilities as parents, or when as parents do we say, hey, enough is enough, this is getting out of control, we need to walk away, we need to take our kid, whatever we need to do to make sure that the experience that they're having out there on the field or the court, whatever sport it may be, is a positive one, and that we as parents aren't contributing to a negative stance in our child's eyes, right? So what can we do to make sure that we are out there for support and not turning into something like we just experienced with Cam? You guys have any feedback on that?
Well, I'll go next. I heard you. I never was into the sporting basketball or football back in the day, but I do see how it can get out of hand. So I'm thinking that it seems like it gets out of hand for adults and for children, not just in Absolutely. Little League, but I see it in football. I just became a huge football fan, and I've gone to several games. And at every game, there's always that one fan that's ready to start a fight. It's like I've seen like three fights at three games that I've gone to. So I'm thinking okay. to stop things like that, maybe a ticket. I don't believe in putting people in jail and this mm-hmm. Messing with your record forever. But if you got like even a small fine, a $50 fine, it may Something. Make you think. Yeah, it may make you think twice about having bad behavior. I know I used Absolutely. To speed back in the day, and in Indianapolis, I got two like super speeder tickets. They weren't considered super speeder tickets, but they were $325 tickets. Now everybody talks about how I drive like Miss Daisy. It made me slow my butt down because I could have bought some shoes with those with that $325 that I had to pay for speeding. But I'm thinking trash talking isn't just for the little league. Like I say, in the NFL, you see these people fighting all around you and nobody's doing anything. You might get ejected, but I don't think you get a fine or anything, but it might make you think twice about it if there was some type of ticket that you got. But like jail, it. You know, I think that's a little harsh because that sticks with you forever. So I don't like that part. But that's just my take on it. What do you got, Tia?
I'm all here for it. Throw their butts in jail. And I'm going to tell you.
In jail?
So I'm in jail. Clank.
Oh, no.
Let me tell
not
you
why. The clank.
So many facets and things and ways you have to look from it. And I'm taking both of yours into account. You first, in terms of the kids, how do we look to our kids, more importantly?
Mm-hmm.
Let me put them on the mm-hmm. backside. I'll tell you why in a minute. If it's a kid event. Adults, I'm going to address you first. You have to, when you leave your house, if you're a church-going person, pray before you leave the house, especially if you know you have an attitude problem, right? Pray before yes. you leave that house that God shows you some ways that, you know, keep your temper down. Because at the end of the day, what we're talking about is adults showing kids how we should act, right? And if you're showing them to go fisticuffs with you, that's what they're going to take away from. Well, and if you try and teach them, well, why you did it, and they're right. How do you combat that? So you have to be cognizant at the end of the day, what kids are in the audience that are going to see this first and foremost, right? Yeah. First of all, mm-hmm. him is he's a professional. So people are always mm-hmm. going to try him because you got that idiot who I'm going to take mm-hmm. him back. He ain't all of that. He ain't shit. You know, so they're going to try and take him down with that. And so he's not going to always be able to control people's reaction towards him. So that's gotcha. The part. And that's why it comes back to that adult. Those two grown men should have said, one, mm-hmm. kids here. Two, let me check my ego at the door and deal with it a different way, especially because they've worked with them, right, Trina? Am I mistaken in that?
So they previously were a part of KMC One and organization, and then these guys branched off to do their own thing. So they had some, you know, time where they've actually worked together under the same umbrella, and they kind of branched off. So I mean,
see what I'm saying? If you're yeah. grown enough to branch off and thoughtful enough to yes. hey, mm-hmm. we can do the same thing Cam doing. We ain't gotta be Absolutely. Cam to do it. But if you have yeah. that thought process, again, think about how you look as the adult in the arena coaching
all the way around.
How do you want your kids that are following you looking up to you? And I'm gonna be honest with you, like you said, Tori, about jail. If I'm that mom, because I'm a boy mom through and through, and I'm that girl that mm-hmm. I get hot. Like there was one kid my son played in when he was little, and this one kid was just, I mean, just charging these kids. But he made my kid fall down so hard he hit his head. And I think he had a slight
concussion.
But let me tell you, my mama don't play that. So I was ready to go on that court, and it took my ex at the time to pull me back. And like, you know, because it's certain things, it's decorum, because he learned it from somewhere. Someone told him, this is the way we behave. This is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Take out your opponent. So now I'm going to go to the referees in that. We have to go and respect they're reffing the game, no matter what that is. So that's why I said it's four parts. It's the child, it's the coaches, and then it's the referees and that. But at the end of the day, if you always bring it back to these are our children, how do we want them to move forward? So, and here's the other thing. That fight could have gone so very wrong for any one of them. Right. Anybody could have been knocked down, hit their head, and died. Now, I didn't mean to kill them. But you meant to because you engaged in a fight. See, so there's no mistakes. And guess what? Jail time, they don't care that there are, it was a mistake. It, had you not engaged in that fight, this person probably wouldn't be dead. So we always got to think about that. What are we really trying to get across? Is it our point? Or are we trying to get across that I'm the baddest mofo in this arena right now? You know, think about that. And think about who's watching. So that's my thing. And that's why I say jail time.
Okay, jail time.
Because like Tori said her tickets was a message. So I guess what? Jail time is a message. And here's the and then the other thing is, Tori, the games that you've been to, the other factor that's in there that nobody talks about, the alcohol. That alcohol will give you false hope like you can beat the giant. And that's what I think they probably did. Not saying they had alcohol, but they had themselves thinking they could against Cam. Really?
Even at the little league organizations, parents know how to bring in their little, they good little Sippy tumbles. With a little some up in it. And, you know, alcohol can, you know, potentially make you do some things that you wouldn't normally do if you were sober. So that's a great point, T. I didn't even think of that.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, ladies, that's all that I have today on today's episode of Come and Talk to T. Until the next time, stay in the know.
Yes.
Next, we have up the beautiful Miss Tori with Behind the Makeup. T, what you got for us?
Okay, well, before I get started with this listener letter segment, as always, we want to get started by letting you know that we are not doctors, we're not therapists, we are women just giving our opinion from our perspective. And with that being said, dear IH4I ladies, my supervisor has been asking me out for the past 2 months for drinks. We are both single, and I must tell you, he is fine. However, of course, we aren't supposed to date anyone on the job. He has placed gifts in my office drawer. He dresses nice and he has a great personality. He speaks well and has my interest. Do I risk possibly finding the guy of my dream or don't even consider and play office politics? Well, I'm just going to give it to you from my opinion. Me personally, I normally don't play about my money. I don't play no money games. So normally I would not do the office politics, especially if, you know, I'm his direct report. But I mean, with him being your supervisor, he knows what's at stake as well. So I would probably just go out with him for drinks. But just say, hey, let's just go out for friends. I would probably just get to know him a little bit. And I would see if he really is worth taking it to the next level. And with that, I would see if one of us could lead the department. You know, I would try to see if I can get into another department if he's worth dating, because I would not want, you know, in most offices, they do gossip. It always gets back. So I would try to see if I can move from up under him. I mean, because people do tend to date people that they work with. With the corporation that I work for, you will find that there are a lot of married people that work there, and they just can't work together. And I am really hoping to find out how this works out for you if you do decide to go that route. Ladies, what do you think on this matter?
Sounds juicy to me. Guess what? I'm getting in between the sheets. I'm just going to
now. I'm on in there.
Because you'll find your love at work. But I take your suggestion, Tori, in terms of maybe not letting it get to another, you know, get in the way or whatever. I would probably department. But I'm going to tell you, I'm guilty. I've dated a guy at work and it was the best ride and fun time that I had, meet sneaking, right? Because I like that sneaky factor. I'm a Taurus. Oh. I like being sneaky with it. So we would meet out after for drinks, go to his place and things like that. And I was actually at a party once, Victoria, you're so right with it getting out. And somebody said, did you that VP was dating somebody? And they didn't know. And I just sat back there like a little church girl, like, I am she. And they talk about me. Nobody ever found out that it was me. We had the best time until it wasn't, and ended on a good term. You know, I wanted to settle down. He didn't, so I took that. But he was a fine little VP girl. All in and all, I liked it. I liked it.
Yeah, and fine and in power. Fine and empowered, that could be a little tricky. So I'm with you when you're right, girl. I totally understand. But the main point that I pulled from the listener letter is the listener said that they were both single, right? Knowing that you're both single, knowing that you are under the same umbrella at this time, if that's something that you want to do, knock yourself out. You don't have any obligations. He doesn't have any obligations other than your job. I would just say play it safe. Right. Mm-hmm. If this is something that you are interested in starting up, take those dates outside of the company. Make sure that he knows you're thankful for the gifts that he's dropping into your desk and the gestures. But at the same time, it makes you feel a little uneasy or uncomfortable because you don't know who may be watching him do it. And you just don't want anything to come out that could potentially jeopardize your job, because I'm sure you're working there because you need to make a living. So don't let him jeopardize your money, as I'm sure you don't want to do with him.
Find a way to put some money in. I'm just saying.
That's all. That's part two. Yeah, but until then, you know, just have fun with it. Play it safe, and just make sure that at the end of the day, that you're covering your job and covering your back. And I think that's all that I have.
Well, I think that's good stuff, good feedback. Listener, we hope that you find the answers and you take all of our advice and, you know, take it, proceed with caution.
And have fun.
Yes.
Live life.
Yes, have fun. You only live once.
That's it. And you don't know what could come out of this. This may be your husband. You don't know until you try to figure it out. And you're spending a lot of time with him on a daily basis anyway. You know, you guys are working together. But again, protect your funds at the end of the day, baby. You need your own funds.
Yes. Well, listener, let us know in the comments, or even you could email us again at questions@imhereforit.com and let us know how things worked out. But for the listener out there that wants to leave their listener letter, or if there's a listener out there that wants to comment on this listener letter, please comment down in the comment section, or once again, you leave the questions at questions@imhereforit.com. So up next is Tia. Tia, what do you have for us?
Well, we have finally arrived to our main topic. Thank you, ladies, for your wonderful segments. Did you all know that there was a difference between courting and dating?
No, I had no idea. I thought they were the same thing.
I thought it was like courting was a word for dating and vice versa or something like that. I didn't know it was a difference.
No, right. It actually changes the dynamics for what you're getting to. And I'm actually going to read here for you. So one of the things that I pulled up, it says courting is a relationship between a man and a woman, or woman, woman, man, man, however, wherein they get to know each other and develop their relationship before getting married, right? While dating is a modern day relationship trend, a stage where the couples meet socially or regularly to see if they stand a chance to be around one another. And I get that. And I think that's why we're seeing so many troubled relationships. That's why we're seeing Cheesecake Girl, Clam Girl, Shake Shack Girl, because they're entering it with different things. And I do want to touch on that as well, because when you think you're going out and you're dating someone, dating does not mean, oh, you're dating me. No, I don't buy you steak until I decide you're the one and I'm courting you. So that's how we should be entering it, not expecting there to be this 5-star meal or whatever, especially when you don't even dress the 5-star part. I just wanted to throw that in there. But so there is a difference. What do you guys think about that? You're married, or you're in a long-term relationship now. How do you guys, what does that look like for you? Are you still dating in your relationship? Are you guys still going out on those dates to keep it spicy? What do you, how does that look to you?
Absolutely. Well, especially with being an empty nester, which is new to both my husband and myself, just trying to find ways to continuously be connected, because prior to being empty nesters, our whole relationship was about our family, pretty much. You know, we found time to go to concerts and date and things of that nature, but the main focus was making sure that we were building our children up to whether they were always assets to society and never liabilities, right? So our main focus has always been them. Now that they're gone, our baby boy just left. Now we're like, okay.
But we don't do medically.
What's going on? What are we doing? So just trying to find little things to keep the relationship spicy, like going out on little dates, be it a little dinner, be it a movie, bowling, finding new hobbies or things that we can that we can do together. Like, I'm a dancer. I love to dance. So just going out for a happy hour, get my little two-step in. He's not a dancer, but he'll go and dance with me because he knows that I like to dance. So just finding ways to make sure that we're satisfying each other and keeping our relationship going now that it's just him and me, you know? We no longer have the kids to be our main focus. So now it's just all about us. So what we want to do? We want to travel. We want to go on a couple's trip. We want to go to a convention, whatever we want to do. It's just all about finding ways to reinvent what's been around for so long and just moving forward.
Moving forward. Tori, I want you to comment on this one. This one says, courting preserves sexual contact for marriage only. While dating, sexual intimacy is very common in the modern day dating culture. Would you agree with that? Or I disagree personally, but.
Yeah, I disagree, because I think in this day and age, people jump into, they have sex a lot faster than they used to. No, it's rare to find that people are abstinent and they wait to marriage. There is some people out there, but you know, when I grew up, the funny thing is I was always under that 90-day rule. My mom had a whole lot of rules and regulations that she taught me. So it's like my mom taught me to be, when you go out on a date, you know, you need to let the person know that you have a brain. So in about 3 months time frame, they will get to know you as a person. And then you can decide if you want to have sex with that person. You don't end up, you don't want to be a notch under their belt. But nowadays, but think about it. Cause nobody, she would always say, nobody can keep up the facade past 90 days. Cause you can meet the representative in the first, you know, 30 days, but after 3 months, people start to relax, and then you'll know if you want to, you know, have sex with that person or things of that nature. But nowadays, people are having sex a lot on the first date. They're just giving up their bodies freely. So
way too fast and
It's too fast.
And stuff out there.
They don't care. They do not care. It's just, people are just more freer with their bodies. I mean, just think about it. Just like, even nowadays, you see people throwing their bodies around, twerking. It's like, even on my Facebook page, I don't know if I allow these men to be my friend on my Facebook page, the next thing I'll know is I see all these naked women on their stories and they're twerking, and you see a whole lot of body parts nowadays. It's just, they are a lot freer with it. It's like, oh, let me just go ahead and hide your story. But that's just how things are nowadays. So
be honest,
I don't know.
Go ahead. Tori, I'm kind of old school like that, because I still believe in the 90 days. Just because I don't want to give everybody my cookies that, mm-hmm. oh, I like you. Well, I need you to bring a little bit more substance to the table than you like me. I like milk and cookies too, but I'm not going to give you just because you like them. Show me you like me and you're not just here. And I met this guy who had such a huge problem with me. Why does that mean? If you like somebody, you like somebody. But I can like you, but I don't know you. But once I get to know you, they find I don't like you. So then for me, I haven't lost anything.
Exactly.
I mean, my stuff is the bomb. I'm not trying to give that up to just anybody and have them let's go. No, you gotta be a certain age and require a certain taste to attend this party.
Yeah. Back to that dating versus courting. I think a lot of people don't know the difference between dating and courting. Mm-hmm. And men probably wouldn't be as upset because they're actually out there courting people that they should be dating. You know, maybe if they were just having, if they were just taking you out to coffee and not spending so much money, they wouldn't feel is obligated to like, shoot, 90 days, you know, that's I'm sweet. Taking you out for, yeah, right. But if you're just going out for a few drinks here and there or just a coffee, like you said in a previous video, maybe it wouldn't feel so bad to the mm-hmm. man. But also, ladies, and this might be a little old school too. One of my practices is if a guy is, you see, he's generous, he's taking you out on maybe one or two or three dates, I offer to pay because you're not getting my body that quick. I'll be like, oh, I'm paying for this meal. Or I might even say, you know, do you mind if I pay for the tip? Because some men won't even.
Not.
Yeah.
And see, make a very good point because, again, if you took me out for coffee, I automatically know because let's be real about it. Women are coming to the table with, ooh, I'm getting a free meal. You know, I'm getting me a steak and lobster meal. While men coming, ooh, I'm getting in between your pants. I'm getting me some
steak and lobster.
To change that narrative, I think. Mm-hmm. That's a very good point.
Yes. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree 1,000%. That's some good stuff, ladies. Because like us, I'm sure there are a lot of people that didn't know the difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly.
I'm going to say I have talked to some men that are in our age group and they're like, I ain't waiting no 90 days for no sex nowadays or whatever. You should know if you want to be with somebody a lot sooner. So, I mean, 90 days may be a little dated, but ladies, if you can, I would say at least try 45 days. If you can't do 90 days, but make sure that the person knows that you are worth it. Make sure they know that you have a brain and that you have more to offer than just your body. Let them know that you are a keeper, not a throwback.
So let me just say something to that, because you said something else, Tori, you touched on. Mm-hmm. Let me say something. If you're out there just having fun and you guys have meeting of the minds, go for it. Have at it. Right. Swing from the chandelier and slide down the trail, the rail. Even if you know you want something, and like you said, a guy in our age bracket that said, "I'm not waiting 90 days." Okay, so that tells me you're out here wanting to have fun. I'm not your fun size girl. Don't fun size me. So if you want that type of girl who you know you don't want to wait for, okay. Now we got a meeting of the minds. Don't take me out if you know that that's what I'm looking for and you know you're looking for something different. Because I'm that type of chick. You're not going to change my narrative if that's what I'm sticking to. However, something that came across my TikTok page the other day where this girl was talking about this guy who had, I'm 70 years old and now I'm looking for a woman. So what you think you're going to get?
All that too.
You getting ready to get Medicare. So you have to think about why y'all all here still thinking, you know, I'm a player, I'm a pimp, I'm going to get all these hoes, you know. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. We move on too. So now that you're 70, what exactly do you think you're in the market for that's going to choose you now? Because now that's we going have the to choose you. Well, y'all stop working, y'all balding. And I'm not putting down men, but I'm saying you all have your fault. So at some point, you have to think about, hey, I want a quality person. Let me, why not settle down and grow with that person instead of waiting till you're 70 and 80? Now you want a good woman. Well, what does
that's a whole nother episode, Tia. That's a whole nother episode. So much to unpack there. Because at the end of the day, what is it that you want? Do you want somebody that wants you or somebody that needs you? What you want? You gotta be you gotta be clear on what it is you want. Because if you want somebody that wants you, dating that younger or whatever it is that you're going for, that may not be working. That's a whole nother episode.
That's another subject.
Yes, it really is.
Let me just pull this last question out at you, ladies. This challenge. Courting cultivates a deep sense of emotional closeness between a couple. Dating, a form of courtship, but without the emotional part. So I think that's where that older guy you said, Tori, he's dating. Okay, I don't want the emotions that go with that, mama. I ain't trying to take you on long term. This just, hey, let's play and let's have fun. Let's connect. We got to meet.
Right.
You know, I think that's where it comes in. But I think that we need people to start thinking about, hey, am I, and men wouldn't be so mad that she's asking. And if she's asking for something, if you pay attention and read between the lines. So if she's wanting you to take her to those places, are you looking for a relationship? Are you just looking to get a meal? Because then that changes those terms. You know, like I said, women coming to the table, I want lobster and steak, and men coming to the table with, I want your salmon.
That's a good one.
Won't be getting it over here, okay?
Exactly.
Well, now we know that there is a difference, and we can expound on it in another episode. We had a great show, ladies. Thank you so much.
This is a great show.
Yes.
Great topic.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Tori, take us on out of here.
Well, ladies, once again, listeners out there, please let us know how you feel about dating and courting. Put them in the comments. Let us know. We really want to hear from you. But we want to say thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of our Here For a Podcast. We're now streaming wherever you listen to podcasts. Please like and subscribe and share our channel on YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. Come back every Tuesday for salacious topics that myself, Trina, and Tia will bring you each week, never scripted and highly addicted.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Here for it.
Absolutely. Until next time, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.